Oh, hello, and assalamu alaikum. I've got a story to tell you today. It's about Bibi Maryam. This story is all about the special gifts that Allah gives to us. Do you have lots of special gifts? Mashallah. Allah has given me lots of gifts too. This story is one of my favorites. There was once a man called Hazrat Imran and a woman called Hazrat Henna who were married and lived together in a place called Palestine. They were very happy as Allah was going to give them a baby. Hazrat Henna made a promise to Allah that she would teach the baby to always listen to Allah and love Allah lots. Hazrat Imran and Hazrat Henna thought that Allah was going to give them a little baby boy, but in fact it turned out to be a big surprise because the baby was a baby girl. After the long wait for the arrival, Allah gave Hazrat Henna and Imran the baby girl. Hazrat Henna then spoke to Allah and told him that she was going to name the baby girl Bibi Maryam. And she asked Allah to keep the baby away from all evil. When baby Bibi Maryam got a little bit older, her mum sent her to a place called Jerusalem, where Bibi Maryam could worship Allah and listen to everything he commands. When she got to Jerusalem, everybody loved the baby girl, and everybody was fighting over who would look after her. Nobody could decide who'd be the one to look after Bibi Maryam. So they decided that they'd all pick a stick and throw their sticks into the river. All of the sticks would go down into the river, and one by one, they'd all rise to the surface again. Whoever's stick rose to the surface first would be the one to look after Bibi Maryam. Prophet Zakariya's stick was the first stick to come back up to the surface, so he was absolutely happy to know that he'd be the one to look after the baby. Prophet Zakariya rushed back home with the baby to show his wife the good news. Maryam brought so much happiness into their house as Allah didn't give them any children of their own. Prophet Zakariya and his wife looked after Bibi Maryam very well. Maryam was just like an angel. She spent all day praying to Allah and loved Allah so much, just like Bibi Maryam's mum wanted her to. She was so close to Allah that Allah would send her presents, like lots of delicious foods and ice creams and sundaes and chocolate toffee cakes. One day, when Bibi Maryam was praying to Allah, the angel Gabriel came in front of her. The angel Gabriel gave Bibi Maryam a very important message from Allah. The message was that Allah was going to give her a baby. She was very shocked at the news and asked the angel, "How can I be a mum when I don't have a husband?" Angel Gabriel said, "Allah can do anything. This is a special miracle for you, Bibi Maryam. Remember that Allah will never leave you." Close to when the baby was going to arrive, she went away to a faraway place that was quiet so nobody would know that she was going to have a baby. Not long after being alone, Allah blessed her with a little baby boy. She was in the desert where there was no food or water. She told Allah that she was very hungry, and Allah told her that there was a date palm tree nearby. She would be able to eat all the juicy dates she wanted until she became full. Bibi Maryam was now ready to go back to her uncle's house in Jerusalem. So she carried the baby in her hands and walked back to her house. When people saw her holding a baby, they rushed out towards her and they were all very surprised. Everybody knew that Bibi Maryam wasn't married, So how did Allah give her a baby? People shouted things like, "It must be magic!" And, "No, it's a miracle!" But Bibi Maryam stayed quiet. She pointed to the baby in her hands. The baby started to talk. The baby said that Allah had made him a prophet and given him a very special message which he needed to give to everybody else. He also said that he was always going to pray to Allah and give money to charity. At this point, everyone knew that this baby was a miracle from Allah and very, very special. The baby was named Prophet Isa. I hope you enjoyed that story as much as I did. I'll see you next time, inshallah. Bye-bye.